First public safety meeting of January 5th, 2026 to order. I'd like to welcome all the new legislators. Hope you guys find this as interesting as I have over the years. And I don't have any kind of a speech set other than let's look out for the taxpayers and all the citizens of the town and the county throughout and our departments and everybody from the top to the bottom in those departments. All of the employees, to me, doesn't matter what they do, are just as important as the rest. And the years that I've been here, that's one thing that we've always found is I know the sheriff's going to do some accommodations today and other departments. When somebody in their department does a good job, just like with all the ice we've had, right down to the guys that are taking care of the parking lot, they're doing an excellent job. And communication, the guys told us the other day in an email, we're parking, you know, they're having trouble with some of the county people parking on the weekends in the wrong spots. But that's our biggest thing that we can help each other with is communication. Anything that you find, you know, send emails, talk before it becomes a problem. So with that being said, we'll move right in. Approval of the minutes from December 1st of 2025.
So move. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Yeah. Oh, sorry. So on this committee, Fred signed in on the public instead of on the private link because he is extraordinary services. So circumstances. So my committee for today is Scott and Joe and myself. So we have a quorum. Wendy's not here with us anymore. But if we have any problems, Fred's trying to get in the right way. But instead of taping everybody longer, we're just going to keep going until we have an issue. Department requests. So Craig.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Craig Pomplis. I am the Director of Probation for Steuben County. I do have three requests for today. All three of them are just involve our annual grants that we receive from DCJS. The first one is asking permission to accept the 2025-26 Ignition Interlock Device Monitoring Grant in the amount of $17,321.70.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. My second one is the 2025-2026 pretrial services grant. This year, we were awarded $334,001, a significant jump from the previous year with no explanation from the state. That's common for other departments, probation departments statewide. And we'll have a little bit extra money of theirs to spend. So asking that we accept that.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions?
What is this used for?
Well, it's to support our pretrial services. So, you know, that's one. It's a relatively small part of our department. We have one full-time staff member dedicated to that, and then a number of other staff members who part-time participate in those services. We supervise folks on behalf of the courts to ensure that they come to court for their scheduled appearances. It can involve electronic supervision, GPS supervision. Interestingly, even though it's a very small part of our department, we're actually receiving more for pretrial services from the state than you'll see in the next request. Our pretrial grant is actually larger than our probation grant, which has been flat for a decade.
Yeah.
I have no explanation for that other than that's what they deign to give us.
As Craig mentioned, it is a little bit unexpected. We did increase the revenue in the budget because this has been a couple years running of more state aid than we expected. But this is one that in many ways offsets costs that we're already providing. There's not like some of the other grants that we deal with. You have to purchase services or equipment or something to the dollar. This really is kind of an offset of operations.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We already have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay. My last one is asking to accept the 2025-26 probation block grant in the amount of $317,177.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you very
much.
And Sheriff, I was only picking on you about having to put up with me for another day.
It's an honor to work with you, sir. How's that? Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
If I could have Deputy Hurd and Deputy Andrews come up, please.
Sheriff, I'll let you know while they're walking up here. Deputy Andrews was on a scene at the Savona Dollar General for an accident that I had to go to this weekend. He did a very good job. Very professional to both of the people there. They were a little shooken up, two elderly fellows, and he did a great job.
If you recall, it was almost a year ago, he was in here for accommodation with Deputy Owen for a life-saving event they did involving CPR up in the Canastillo region. So unfortunately, he works overnight, so this is probably the only time I get to see him is when we commend him. At least he likes it that way. So on December 12th, 2025, Deputy Hurd, who's one of our more new deputies recently out of field training, he responded to a report of a larceny from a retail establishment in the town of Hornellsville. And the complainant who called in for the theft knew the identity of the person that stole from them and identified him to Deputy Hurd, who then responded to that person's apartment in order to identify him, attempt to interview him, and complete the investigation. Thankfully and luckily, en route to that location, Deputy Andrews responded also to assist him with the investigation. As they got to the apartment and began interviewing the person who was the alleged thief, he admitted to the theft. And when he was told that he was under arrest, he then tried to retreat back into his home and refuse arrest. Deputy Hurd prevented that, but at the same time, the defendant then lunged forward with a knife in his hand, attempting to stab Deputy Hurd in the face. Deputy Andrews, who was right there, saw it, immediately apprehended the person's arm, disarmed him. They took him to the ground, handcuffed him, and took him into custody with no injury to either Deputy Hurd or to the suspect. I bring that to your attention because in a deadly physical force situation like that, there's a number of things that can occur that are justifiably occurring. As Deputy Andrews is assessing what to do, time, distance, necessity comes into play. And he could have very easily just retreated and used deadly physical force. He would have been justified and legal to do so. But due to his training and his experience, instead he attacked, moved forward, and disarmed with no injury to anybody. And to me, that's substantial. And that tells you not only the fact that he continues his training, but also that he is very well aware of tactics and very well aware of what's going on at a scene at any given time. And for Deputy Hurd, what a way to wake up in your first year and have somebody try to take your face off. But that's what we do. That's what this job entails. And I will tell you, that's what makes this job different than any other job. So Deputy Andrews' ability to assess, process, and immediately respond in a life and death situation was exemplary and showcased the importance of training. His quick decision ended the incident without serious injury occurring to either Deputy Hurd or the defendant. These deputies, both of them, performed in an exemplary fashion, potentially saving two lives. I, Sheriff Allard, do hereby commend Deputy Sheriff Ryan Andrews and Deputy Sheriff Hurd for their professionalism, leadership, and service. Not only did you display outstanding decision-making, but utilized appropriate defensive tactics to de-escalate and end a deadly situation. Thank you for your professionalism, integrity, leadership, and service. Dated today, January 5th, 2026.
Sheriff, I had their names backwards when I was telling you about the incident. It was Deputy Hurd that was there.
Okay.
Took good care of the two older gentlemen at the Dollar General. I had their names back.
You noticed that Deputy Andrews didn't correct you.
Yeah.
If you want to go over with him, Brian, Dad can go over too. You might recognize the name one of our part-time investigators is Investigator Hurd, who happens to be young Deputy Hurd's dad. Uh-huh. So he's here today for this also.
Nice. That's good stuff.
We stole him from Corning Incorporated. We're very happy. All right, on to the business. Looking for authorization to do some renewals. Do you want them one at a time, or do you want them as a group?
Yeah, with them as a group, are you guys?
Yeah, no.
Let's do them as
a group. All right. So the first one is with Flock, and that's for our three portable LPRs. That's $12,000 a year in licensing and maintenance and data storage. The next one is LexisNexis. They provide a program which lets us do phone geolocations. That's in the amount of $3,713. The big one is PrimeCare, and that goes to $2,018,360.41 for next year, or this year currently. And the fourth one is Trinity Services Group, Inc., which is our meal providers. And that's a 3.7 increase at $3.22.5 per meal.
I'll move them with question.
Second.
All right. We have a motion in a second. Go ahead.
What did we budget for Prime Care? Do you remember?
We increased the budget to contemplate. This is about a 5% increase, I believe.
I think it's just over 5, yeah.
Yeah. So the base budget will cover certainly the base contract amounts with a little extra in contingency, as the sheriff mentioned during the budget process, and we discussed during the budget process, the unknown and unexpected medical issues, specialty. Are
catastrophic.
Yeah, those are the things that are unknown, but the amount in the budget covers the base contract.
Okay. Thank
For
you.
New legislators, just so you know, Prime Care is our health care in the jail, just so that you guys know what that actually is.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Hilda.
Chair, can you tell me again the cost per meal? Did you say three something?
$3.22.5 per meal.
So just to let you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when we look at the senior nutrition, it's, if I'm not mistaken, it was $13 and something.
Right. There's a lot of counties that use their jail kitchen to provide Meals on Wheels and enter in a contract with the provider.
That it, is a huge difference.
It's a difference. And also in that cost, for Meals on Wheels is the transport cost. So they're transporting a little less.
Yeah. Yeah. Than, right there. Yeah. It's on a cart.
Yeah.
But still, it's significant.
Go ahead. Yeah,
and just to let everybody know, too, our
it's not
our kitchen was just named the Kitchen of Excellence for the food they provide by Trinity. They notified us that our kitchen has been determined a Kitchen of Excellence, and they're using the model that we use as training for the rest of their facilities.
Your kitchen manager is amazing.
She is. She really is.
Go ahead, Joe. You had a question.
Just Sheriff, what did you say the renewal cost was for Trinity Services?
It's per meal.
And what was it?
$3.22.5 per meal.
Thank you.
And we're around 300K ish, maybe a little bit more
total
per year.
Yeah, it's a 3.7% increase from last year.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Kelly.
If that helps.
Sheriff, did you say that the Flock renewal was a license plate reader, and will we need to maintain those once we get the others in place?
Yeah, so these are portable ones that the investigators use
okay.
when they have specific needs in specific areas.
Okay, so they would still be on board once we get the other system. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, are there any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, our next one is the Stop DWI Enforcement Agreements with the various villages, cities, and the Steuben County Sheriff's Office. And that is, looks like it is $14,400 for us in overtime and $3,000 in equipment. And for the rest of the folks, it is listed on this sheet, and I'm not going to try and add it up.
11,500.
Thank you.
It amazes me that Hornell is as low as it is as compared to the city of Corning.
I'm trying to think how I can say this.
They don't have as many bars in Hornell.
They do.
More engagement from the
right. City of we reimburse based on what they submit to us.
Right.
So the city of Corning always maxes out and actually submits more than they can get reimbursed for. That's not necessarily the case for Hornell, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And our final one is to approve an agreement with Linstar for the outside camera project. We've been doing this for, I think we're in the final stage of a 3 or 4 year project. These are the cameras that are on the outside of the jail fence. On the secondary fence, first we had to do the secondary fence. Now we're doing cameras on all those. This is the final component. It's in the amount of $15,971.10. And I believe this is a carryover from last year's budget.
Yes, we have encumbered funds from 2025 into 2026 to pay for this. So the money was there. It's just a timing issue. So there'll be a little.
I noticed the document in the email where they were all dated December.
Yeah. So just to make sure that they had the funds, Sheriff's Office worked with finance to encumber them so they can still cut the PO after your approval.
Okay. I'll move it.
Right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Right. We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Take care.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Tim.
For those new legislators who do not know me, I'm Tim Marshall. I'm the Director of Public Safety. I oversee emergency services along with the Fire Coordinator's Office, EMS, and 911. Also oversee fire investigations. So welcome aboard. The only item I have for you today is we're at the point where we need to do a permanent resolution for our permanent operating authority for EMS, transitioning from our municipal certificate of need to a permanent operating authority.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
You have a motion and a second. Is there a
question?
Can
you explain? So we've not done this before. Is this because our certificate of need got approved?
Yep, or? The certificate of need was approved. And then after 2 years, we have to apply for permanent authority, operating authority.
Okay.
And it has to go through the regional council and the state council for approvals. So this is that process that we're in.
Okay. Thank yep. you.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Also, I'd like to introduce Ken Ferenz. He's my deputy director, as well as Brandon Rossetti, who is our EMS coordinator for those new legislators, if you happen to see them in a committee meeting. So thank you.
Thanks, Tim. I don't see a Nate.
We don't have any.
All right. For the new legislators, you want to say your name, mister, and introduce yourself?
So I met him at the introduction.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. If there's nothing, you have anything else, Scott?
No, I'm good.
Anything else, Joe?
No, I'm good.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. We're adjourned.
One thing for the new